food tray?
Have a look at the pictures. I can't see the pictures, so tell me as much as you can. Can you do that? Okay. Here we go.
Son, do you know this lunch belongs to?
Okay. Sarah. Go ahead. Tell me the story that you see.
I was walking down the street, then I went into the store by myself because my mom and dad were died, and so I went with no person going behind me. Then I went to there and I said hello to that man. Then I got some cookies. Then I went to my mom and dad's home. But there was too many, so I went back. Then I had each two of them, so I think that was too much. Then I put one back. There's only one that was this right. But then they fell down because it was too high that he couldn't even put a block on, but he put it on, then it fell down again. The man was mad, so he's running down the path to try to say sorry, but he didn't. He was still mad.
And that's the end. Hey, okay, Bryce, tell me the story that you see. Go ahead.
Okay. I saw an elephant in a horse. Then I ran and ran, but he tripped on the way because I was running. And my mom and dad told me I can't run because there's some ice on there. Then I saw a swimming pool that I can go in. So that's where the elephant and the horse wanted to go to. And so they jumped and jumped, trying to paddle, but something was in the water. He reached for to give the ball to him, but he can't reach. He has to get up, then jump. They were chilly, so they decided to put on their clothes and brush their teeth. That's the end.
Okay, go ahead and tell me the story you see in these pictures.
One time they saw a pool, and they saw a jumping thing, so they climbed way up, then jumped in the water. It was far away so that they couldn't reach it. They had to jump. Then the elephant and the horsey was scared because they might float down if something had the pull. And so they decided to go back. And then she almost slipped on the way walking. Then he was walking and the elephant was walking, then they hurt. Then he said, maybe we can put a band-aid on, and so they did. So they all had a wonderful day, and then they decided to have another surprise about this story. Then they put Band-Aid on the way, sitting on the bench, and it felt all better. the elf, the big dad, said, you should never go out with yourself until we come with you.
Yeah. Okay, Grace. Okay, go ahead and tell me the story that you see.
This elephant felt all better, and him did too. And so they all both laughed, and they said, let's go in the water. And so he said, no, I want to play with my airplane. And he grabbed it because he wanted to play with it too. And he put it in the water, and it was floating down. So the horse had to jump in and get it. Then he was very mad that his airplane was floating down. His mom said, You can go in the pool, but don't ever put airplanes in the pool. Then his dad was very happy, cause he's glad, but he's mad. He's very mad now, cause this elephant told him he throwed it into the water. That's why he was mad. And he tried to reach by getting it, but he couldn't. They were crying because they had to jump in. And then the airplane started to grow up, or maybe down, but they were still crying. This little elephant said, hey, I think I can get it with my net. So he tried. And he got it. Then they were all happy. That's the last time. Don't put it in. And then they both happy enjoyed themselves.
Good job. Okay, Bryce, go ahead. Tell me the story that you see. You're so patient. Thank you.
So they said, how about that swim? And he said, oh, we have to dig out some sand. So they did. And there was a castle way out there that had more sand. And they asked for some. And he said, let's build a castle too. And so they built it until there was no castle. Because somebody moved it in to an apartment building. And so they just made it. And 10 diverse had each three windows, and there was a door. But it fell down because the rain was starting to come. But then it stopped. And so they started to fix it again, and they were chilly. And this little rabbit was crying because he didn't know how his castle was made. That's the end.
Okay, Bryce, tell me the story you see.
I saw two rabbits, and I was walking down on the same track. And I was asking them, can I come? And they said, sure. So I forgot my pinky, and it ran fast and ran back to there, and so I did. And so they hardly had their castle. So they decided to take a lunch, and they had our carts, then put it back, then start to go for another picnic, but no picnic there. They started to take a nap, and this little pig started to drink the juice. Then he waked up. Suddenly he bumped his head on the ground. Then he tipped his picnic basket over. But little rabbit said, I want more juice. See, there's no more juice there. Well, there's still more. And so he said, it's gone, and he had to learn to know. And then he said, come on, doctor, come on.
Go ahead and finish the story.
So he couldn't pull him, so he just left him and ran. He told, doctor, this doctor isn't plastic, it's plastic. And so he fell down again. Then he fell down, then he started to give him a tweak, like a band-aid on his head. Then he felt much better, but this doctor wasn't plastic anymore. And so he began to get tired.
Good. Okay. Go ahead, Bryce.
Once they saw a sign and they said, that's put up our balloon, and that's right, a sign on our balloon. But he said, no, that's not a good idea. Then he started to pull it and start a ride home. Why don't you go to home and I'll tell a secret, and why don't we surprise? And so he made a balloon by himself. And blowed until it was getting small. And so they started to get inside, and nobody pushed them. So that's why he had hard pushing this rabbit. Then he tried to reach for the balloon, but it was floating way up in the air that they couldn't reach it. He was so mad that he cut the balloon of this plastic. Then he said hello to Mrs. Ballooner, and he said, would you like to borrow some balloon? And he said yes. But just then, this towards little bunny looked past. Way down there was a big man carrying a bunch of balloons. Then he went down there and said, hello, Mr. Ballooner. Can I borrow a balloon? Of course. So he took one and snapped it towards the hangar. And they were sitting down on that bench. And he said, I'm finished. Where's the garbage? Right there. And so they both began. And he said, can I have a balloon? And he said, your brother already got the balloon. And so he began to get one and say, please. But he couldn't. This man got mad because he took one. And he said, Why, yes, you can take one. And so he took one and they went home and both happy. And then he was happy forever. The doctor was happy because he wanted a balloon too. But one balloon was floating up in the air. And he told his mother doctor, this balloon is floating away. And he said, I'll try to reach it with the airplane. And so they began to say happy. And the doctor was happy that he had a balloon, so they all began. The end.
Well done.